Hey everyone, it's Kristen, aka That Next Level Girl. I'm super excited to have you listening to my podcast, where every single week I will give you top tips on network marketing, building your business on social media, motivation, and much more. If you're listening on Apple, make sure you give me a 5-star review. And if you're listening on Spotify, make sure you screenshot this podcast, pop it on your Instagram story, and tag me on Instagram. Thank you so much. Hello friends, how are we all doing? Oh my gosh, it has been so long since I last posted a podcast. I don't know about you, I talked about this on my Instagram story and actually on my feed as well this week, just about feeling deflated. And I feel like the whole country, the whole world at the moment, obviously with everything going on, have just felt in this like low vibe, low energy, demotivated state. That's certainly how I have felt in the last actually couple of months, and it has really actually affected my personal business and also, you know, filtered down into my team. And I think this is one of the biggest lessons in network marketing and one of the biggest things that can affect your business. You know, however you feel and how much you are working and the energy and the passion and excitement you have towards your business, that always is going to get duplicated down your team. And this doesn't mean, you know, you can't take a break or you always have to be on it or you always have to be happy or motivated. That's not what I mean. We're, you know, you're only human. It's important to honor your emotions. Just understand that sometimes you're going to wake up some days or some weeks, or maybe you're going to go through a difficult period in your life, but that's actually only going to build you up stronger. Every single hard thing that you have gone through in your life, you have gotten through because you're sitting right here listening to this podcast. So understand that you are powerful, you are amazing, you are strong, and understand as well that any hard times in your business especially, they're just going to make you more and more resilient as long as you do not quit. It is so important not just to work your business in times where everything's great and, you know, your company is thriving and loads of new products are coming out. In those times that are challenging, where maybe you feel like you're going backwards instead of sponsoring, or you're not recruiting, or you're not selling anything, and your team are demotivated, that is actually the time where, you know, top leaders are born and where, you know, those kind of hard muscles and those mental muscles are really, really built in your business. So what kind of changed for me in the last, I think in particular, couple of days was just a feeling of, you know, taking the pressure off myself. Okay, we always say, yes, treat your business like a business, but that doesn't mean be in that like resistance state where you're like forcing it and you're like forcing yourself to do reach outs and you're forcing yourself to reach out to any prospective clients or existing customers and like forcing your business, because that is just not in a flowing, aligned state. You are not going to be able to attract in the right type of consultants or distributors or customers or clients into your business when you're in that kind of desperate state. You're only ever going to push things away. And that's certainly something I felt in the last couple of months. I was panicking. I was going, oh my God, like I'm just feeling really low, I'm demotivated. And then I was like, anytime I was taking a break from my business, I was feeling this kind of cycle of like guilt, oh my gosh, I should be working my business, or I'm not good enough, or I'm not doing enough work. And then I was beating myself up more. And it was just causing my business to get stagnant and just stay in the same place and go down and down and down and have ups and downs and ups and downs. And it was just a bit of a roller coaster. So in the last couple of days in particular, I've just shaked up everything. So I kind of had like a self-analysis of like, what is my daily method of operation? What makes me happy? And what is it? What are the daily actions that I'm doing? So usually I would wake up every morning, I do a miracle morning. So I do like gratitude, affirmations. I do that with my team at 8 a.m. And I just find myself getting into this state where I was like, I'm waking up, I'm getting on auto drive, I'm like writing my gratitude list. I'm so grateful for this chair. I'm so grateful for my house. I'm so grateful for my business. I'm so grateful for it. And I was actually not feeling excited. I wasn't feeling the gratitude. I was doing my affirmations. I was doing the same affirmations as I always do at the same time. Then what I was doing most of the time was, because here in the UK right now, things aren't really open. Well, they're slowly starting to open up, but I was just going into my office and I was just sitting at my office most of the day, kind of just like ending up in this Instagram, TikTok hole and like doing some reach outs and then like have a nap and then go back to my office. And that's the type of things that I was also showing on my Instagram story. So no wonder people weren't wanting to join my business. I was making it look like an office job. This industry of network marketing is an industry people get so excited about because it's their way out of sitting at that desk job 9 to 5. It's their way out of having to sit on a computer screen all day. It's their way out of that kind of schedule where they're bored and they're not passionate, they're not excited, and they don't have that freedom. Network marketing is a golden ticket for so many people, obviously, if they put the work in. So keeping in mind, like, what is it that you are posting on social media? So many of you obviously right now are just primarily using Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or like whatever platform that you're using to grow your network marketing business. Just be mindful, what are the types of things that you are posting? If you're talking about, this business gives me, you know, so much flexibility in my life and so much freedom, but then on your Instagram stories or on your, you know, Facebook or whatever it is, wherever you're posting, all that you're showing is you posting about your products and you sitting at home working your business, and your entire Instagram story is just like screenshots of Zoom call after Zoom call after Zoom call after Zoom call. That is not exciting for a prospect. That's not inviting. People are already sitting on Zoom calls and sitting at their desk job or sitting at their laptop. If you can show that you're building your business from your phone while you're out sitting in the park on a Tuesday afternoon, or you're building your business flexibly wherever in the world you are, and even if you do work a 9 to 5, you can still show that you're having fun with your business. So, you know, going to virtual online fun events or meeting people at the gym or meeting people out for a coffee on the weekends or after work. And like, that is how you build your business. That is going to be more exciting than a prospect seeing you sitting in your office all day, building your network marketing business, which is what most people do anyway, every single day. So it's just shaking up your routine. If something right now is not working, then you need to change it. You can't keep doing the same thing over and over and over again and expecting different results. Yes, we say, you know, stay consistent and you'll see the results. But if you've been doing the same thing for quite a long time and you're not sponsoring, you're not recruiting, you're not getting any new customers, you're not getting any new people buying products from you, then chances are things like that aren't working. And also chances are you've been doing the same thing, so you're not excited about it and it's a drag. You get up every day and you're like, oh, I need to do those reach outs again, or I need to do those 30 reach outs, and I need to do the same thing I did yesterday and the same follow-ups. Shake up the routine. So if every morning you wake up and the first thing you do is your reach outs and that bores you, then shake it up. You know, maybe lie in for an extra 20 minutes, go to the gym first, then go to work, and then do your reach outs at lunch after you've eaten, when you have a bit more energy, or in the evening. Like, shake up your routine. You are your own boss. You have that ability to kind of say, you know what, I'm not going to do my reach outs at this time. Or maybe if you do your reach outs usually in the evening when you're tired, wake up earlier and do them in the 20 minutes before, you know, you have a shower or you get ready or you have breakfast or whatever it is. So it's just all about changing things. If things are not working, you can't expect miraculous sales and miraculous distributors and miraculous consultants to just fall out of the sky just because, you know, you've been doing the same thing over and over again. If you're not excited, if you don't have that passion, if you don't have that energy behind what you're doing, and you don't have that love and that vision, then no one is gonna wanna join you. The second thing is, I've really, in the last couple of days, which has gotten me really excited again, I've really started sharing the vision and like what it is I'm trying to create, sharing that with my team, sharing that with my prospects, sharing the fun behind growing a network marketing business online, and sharing the vision and the possibilities of what this like business and network marketing industry can do for people's lives. I think in the last year, because maybe, you know, we've not been out, we've maybe not been allowed to kind of go to events and things, a lot of us in the network marketing industry, our vision has just shrunk. And we've kind of forgotten about the whole sharing the business side of things and just focus on like push products, push products, push products. be brave, be bold, and share that vision with people. That is really how, you know, when I started my business in 2019, for the first like couple of months, you know, I worked so hard and I was so, so successful because I was leading with so much vision, okay? And by a byproduct of sharing that vision and having so many people joining my team direct to me, products were obviously getting sold. Maybe I wasn't, you know, selling products directly hasn't always been my strong point. It's something that I'm working on. Sharing the vision and helping people start their own business is my strong point. That's what I'm excited about. If maybe you're not too excited about the vision and the business, and maybe you're excited about the products, you know, share what you're excited about. Get energized. If you love doing that, then that's going to translate in terms of energy across. The next thing I would say that's really helped me and helped a lot of people on my team as well is maybe some of you might find you have recently got a little bit more time to do your business. Maybe you're working from home, so you're not having to commute an hour a day back and forward. So you have a little bit more time to, you know, work your network marketing business. What I would say is a big mistake that I've made in the past is, you know, just sitting at my desk for long, prolonged periods of time, not taking a break, and then your productivity goes down. So it's just, you know, scheduling your day. What can you do to split up the work on your network marketing business? So say maybe you're a stay-at-home mom, okay? Say you have like two young kids and you're trying to build your network marketing business around them. So if you've got 2 hours in your day, or maybe a 3 hour chunk of time in your day to work your network marketing business, what I would really recommend is 45 minute chunks of time. Brendan Burchard talks about this in one of his books, but 45 minute chunks of time are always kind of the best in terms of productivity. So if you've got this 3 hours, do 45 minutes of like sitting down, reaching out to people, sharing the business, sharing the products, get up, shake around, take a break, go for a quick walk, go check on your kids, whatever it is that you need to do, and then come back to it afterwards. So have like a 15 minute break. Sometimes we can, in network marketing and in any business, we can get so engrossed in what we're doing, and then we end up just sitting at our desk for a long period of time, and actually at the end of the session, we find out we don't do as much as we could have. It's because your brain capacity is probably going down and down and down and down the longer you just sit still and just stare at your phone or your computer screen or whatever it is. So get up, shake about, like have a break and just come back to it. And like also changing your environment. So if you always do your network marketing work and your network marketing business in one room in your office of your house, change it up. So like work in the kitchen, or work if you've got another room, or go and work in a cafe, sit outside, go work in the park if you have the freedom to do that, of course. That is something that I find has really, really worked for me in the last couple of days. I have my office in my house for, you know, my network marketing business. That was something that I always dreamed of, like having my own office and, you know, being able to really sit there and feel really serious about my business. But that's not me. Like, I have fun with my business. I don't want to sit in an office. So I've just changed now. I sit in the kitchen at, you know, the dining room table, and I actually haven't been in my office for nearly 4 days now, and I feel like my productivity has really gone up. I'm more excited, and I'm just having more fun. It's less serious, there's less pressure. Like I talked about earlier, there's less pressure. The more fun you have with your business, the better you will do in your business, okay? And an affirmation that Abraham Hicks talks about on some of her seminars, and actually in some of her books as well, is, you know, the happier I am, the better things go. I think that is such a good mantra, especially for network marketing business. If you're trying to grow your team and you're not having fun and you're not happy, no one's going to be happy to join your team. And no one's going to believe in your vision and what you're trying to create and share with them. Okay, so focus on the fun. Find the fun. It is time now to have fun and enjoy your business again. Stop taking it so seriously. Yes, treat your business like a business and be that boss babe CEO, but at the same time, also make sure you're having fun. Take the pressure off yourself. Do the work. Yes, absolutely. Stay consistent. Do what you need to do, but try and find the fun and have enjoyment in it as well. And that will help you attract the right type of people into your team. And the last thing I would say is getting outside, getting some fresh air. And if it's sunny there, go out and sitting in the sun is so, so good. Just not even directly for your business, but just good for you and your health and your mental well-being and, you know, your headspace. It's going to help you concentrate more. Having more oxygen to your brain and everything, I find personally, has helped me be more productive when I do go then and sit down and do my network marketing work, or I send my voice notes, or I speak to customers or clients or whatever. So get outside, move your body, release those endorphins, you know, release the serotonin, the good feeling hormones and energy. And again, that is going to translate into your business, because we always say, you know, in our business, I think most network marketing companies use QV, qualifying volume, as a system for calculating sales. But QV, or like sales in network marketing, is literally just energy. So if your energy is down, if you're deflated, your stats and your numbers are going to move slow. I can guarantee that. But if you are high vibe and you're excited, you're going to want to put more activity in, and you're going to share that passion, which is probably going to translate into more sales and more people investing in the vision of what they could create if they put the hard work in. So guys, if you like that episode, please share it on Instagram stories. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, give me a 5-star review if you liked it, and I will see you guys next week.